It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. Over the last week and change, we have certainly enjoyed that Lorain County burger battle because, boy, you and I, partner, we have certainly feasted on some of the best burgers in Lorain County.
Indeed.
Boy, and today was no different. The fine folks at Mutton Jeff's Restaurant and Bar at the corner of Oberlin Avenue and West 37th Street in Lorain allowed us to try their French onion burger. That's their entry into this year's Lorain County Burger Battle. Awesome. I mean, just such an interesting concept. It was simply fantastic. So make sure that if you are putting a ballot in for the Lorain County Burger Battle, that you at least try that French onion burger before you cast your vote, man. It was outstanding. The presentation, everything was fantastic about that burger.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to find much wrong, if anything, wrong with that one. I love the au jus sauce. I'm a big fan of au jus sauce. You can put that on just about anything, but that French onion, we'll talk more about it. But it's good. Trust us.
Yes, trust us. And if you don't trust us, trust one of the gentlemen behind the idea of the French onion burger, Patrick Caserta. With Mutton Justice joining us right now on the hotline. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank
you. Appreciate all the good comments about the burger.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. And we want to get into this French onion burger. Boy, French onion soup essentially combined with a burger. That's a sensational idea. What was the inspiration behind putting this burger together?
I don't know. It's one of my favorite things to eat is French onion soup, especially when the weather gets colder, you know, every year. That's something that we run traditionally at Mutton Jeff's every year. So we decided, you know, we have these ingredients. Let's try to make a burger kind of featuring those same flavors and came up with it.
So we've got to ask you, you know, we were sitting back here. We Matt and I split this burger in half. And as we split this thing in half, everything was awesome. The way you guys present that, you've got the bun flipped upside down. You've got the melted cheese on there, making it look more like a bowl of French onion soup. I love that. But then you flip it over, and at the very center of the bun, we were thinking, what in the world is that? Was that French onion chip dip that you guys put in the very top of the bun?
Yeah, you know what we actually use is Lawson's. The Lawson's from Lorain. You know, you can only find that every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know, we grab some of that and we use like a French onion chip dip in there as the sauce for the burger. Yeah.
Wow. So you can dip your fries in there. You can dip your chips in there. Wow.
Well, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. You took it to a whole new level with the dumping your fries in there too.
Yeah. Get creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is extremely creative, and there's just so much to like about that burger. I mean, I saw the picture of this when the burger battle was unleashed a couple weeks ago, and I thought, wow. I mean, based on visual presentation alone and the description, you've got to try this bad boy, and we were not disappointed today. That was simply terrific. And, you know, the interesting thing too, Patrick, is that, you know, looking at your menu, you guys have so many great items. You guys have so many great burgers. You guys also have some very creative names for a lot of your burgers on here as well. And based on that incredible lineup of burgers, well, why was it that you guys decided to use the French onion burger as your entry into the Lorain County Burger Battle?
Well, the nice people at Visit Lorain County, you know, really wanted us to showcase something not on the menu, so to come up with something original. And, you know, that works at Mutton Jeff for us. We serve a lot of specials every day besides our menu and feature certain things, whether it be a homemade, you know, chicken paprikash or, you know, cabbage rolls or all kinds of stuff. So, you know, we come up, when we feature items, they tend to sell a lot better because you can only get it for a limited time, I suppose.
Patrick, you mentioned you're a big fan of the French onion soup, but where does this whole process start when they say, hey, bring us something that's not on your menu? How do you come up with the idea, the concept, and then know when to stop putting ingredients on it? Because, I mean, you guys hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, on this.
Well, thanks. We've had a lot of great feedback from it. we're seeing a really good response from everybody that came in, and they seem to really enjoy it. So I don't know. We get creative back there as much as we can and try to utilize all the ingredients we have on hand in multiple different ways, and that's just something we came up with. So glad you're enjoying it. We're having a lot of people coming out over the last week and trying it. So
I bet.
Really happy.
Well, and you still got a few days to get out there and try it in case you haven't already. Again,
yeah.
Patrick Caserta with Mutt and Jess Restaurant and Bar at the corner of Oberlin Avenue and West 37th Street in Lorain. Our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking Daily Food for Thought, spotlighting their entry into the Lorain County Burger Battle, their French Onion Burger. Just terrific. Well, you guys are more than just a restaurant. You guys are a bar as well, and because Halloween's coming up next week, that means this weekend's going to be a pretty big one for you guys. I understand there's a Halloween party going on. Give us the details.
Well, Friday night we're doing our Halloween party with our costume contest. We do that every year, and we give away prizes for best costume, scariest costume, and usually, you know, like most original costume as well. And we have DJ Zach B and Flacco Flash, both Lorain guys, gonna do their DJing skills, and we'll be dancing and having a great time. That's Friday night. That starts around 10 p.m. And Saturday we have a live band, Ray Carrion, who's from Lorain originally but lives in California now. And he comes to town throughout the year to visit and contacts us, and we always he always has a stage there for us to play. So there will be some music, live music, Saturday night. And he kind of features, you know, like Latin, soul, and also classic rock stuff like Santana and really great classic rock covers. So that'll be a good night. And also Brown Steelers on Sunday coming up, should be a big game. You know, I don't give up on those guys. You got to love them. And also our karaoke will be on Sunday night. So we're looking forward to a great weekend. Lots of stuff planned. And the French Onion Burger is running until all the way through Sunday night.
Nice.
As well.
Go Browns.
There you go. See, I love the way you put that together, Patrick, because if the Browns don't win, you know what? You could still have a good time.
Yeah.
Making a fool out of yourself at karaoke, or you could point and laugh at your friends that are up there on stage that are actually doing the karaoke as well, man. So win, lose, or draw, you have a great time on Sunday if you head out to Mutt and Jeff's.
Yeah, every Sunday we do $6 burger special. So if anybody out there has never tried our burgers, Sunday's a great day to come in. You get it's $6 for our traditional burger, and there's all kinds of toppings you can choose from, up to 3 toppings on your burger, whether it be a fried egg, bacon, and mushrooms, or pepper jack, cheese, chili, and French fries. You can put as many toppings as, well, up to 3 for $6 all day on Sunday. So whether the Browns are winning or losing, you can still have a great burger.
Yeah, I like that. Some comfort food for you for when you're watching the Browns, because a lot of times we need that, Patrick.
We certainly do, yes.
You guys were kind enough to also send us the Mondo Burger. I mean, this thing was fantastic as well. And this is your signature burger as well, right? This is a signature Mutt and Jeff item, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the original ones from the original owner. Now, I've ran the place for 10 years now. The original owner started the food back in the 90s there, and that was their signature burger from the beginning. His name was Klaus. And so we kept that burger on the menu forever. And I would say that's our signature burger. You know, smoked bacon, salami, lettuce, tomato, onion, and our special mutt sauce on there. Kind of has the flavor of a Roman burger, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that flavor.
It does a little bit. So we sampled that one as well today, and that's exactly what it tasted like. I couldn't put my finger on that, but you're right. It does have some Roman burger qualities, although this is way, way better than a Roman burger, no question about that.
Well, thank you.
Well, Patrick, if our listeners are tuned in right now and they're thinking about coming down there tonight, I know you guys have daily specials. What are your Thursday specials? I thought I had read something earlier about a chicken paprikash. Is that still a Thursday special?
Yes, every Thursday. We've been running that for almost 20 years now, every Thursday. Chicken paprikash from 4 to 9 p.m. And then we also make a soup, chicken paprikash soup as well, that will run through the weekend. So we usually feature that, you know, Friday through Sunday every week. And that's one of our specialties. I think we're pretty popular for that.
Very good stuff. Well, you mentioned that there's a Halloween party going on tomorrow. You mentioned that you have people judging scariest costume, most creative costume. Patrick, do you get to be one of those judges?
I don't put much say into that. I let the DJs decide that, and also like audience participation. We'll see. You know, they go on the stage, and whoever gets the loudest applause usually does it. They do a pretty cool event. It's a nice time. People dress up, you know, wild. They can be anything from, you know, Freddy Krueger to whatever. So there'll be a lot of different costumes out, and it's a pretty interesting night usually.
Yeah, you just kind of never know what you're going to get at Halloween, but that's usually when people get those creative juices flowing. People love Halloween, man. It's almost like it's become the second most popular holiday in the States, right behind Christmas. But it is wild to see what people come up with. Well, Patrick, we know you're slam, man. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. Thank you so much for the food earlier today as well. That French onion burger was out of this world awesome. We appreciate the time and have some fun with that Halloween party tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate you, and thanks for including us in this today.